This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, a national and international radio broadcast. We're so glad to have you with us today to continue the study which we began several days ago on the conversion recorded in the Bible of the man of Ethiopia who was the treasurer of Candace, the queen of Ethiopia. He was a man of great authority under her. He was a zealous man, as we have seen, a religious man, a man who traveled all the way from Ethiopia to Jerusalem in order to worship. So religious, sincere, and zealous, and yet lost. In fact, in studying this lesson, we have seen a number of great and valuable lessons. Number one is that each and every person in this world is, in the sight of God, worth more than the entire world. In fact, according to God, each and every person was worth the death of his son on the cross. Secondly, we've learned the lesson that God is especially concerned with those who are concerned with themselves. This man was not simply sitting idly by, trifling his life away, not concerned about his soul's salvation. Even though he was wrong, he was doing the best he could. But the third lesson that we learn is that even though a man is sincere, is zealous, and is religious, he may be lost, and he is lost if he has not obeyed the truth. And so it was with this man. Even though he was sincere, even though he was doing everything that he knew to do, believing that he was right in doing so, acting in good conscience, sincerely and zealously, he was wrong, and therefore he was not saved. Jesus made clear that only those who obey the gospel shall be saved. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." And so you see, one must hear the gospel, not simply some religious message, but the gospel of Christ. Further, we find that Jesus' words in Matthew 7, 21-23. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." So you see, it isn't a matter merely of being religious. It's a matter of believing and doing the will of God. One cannot live a life of faith without taking God at His word, and one cannot take God at His word, really, without obeying that word. While Christ offers to be the Savior of everyone, Matthew 11, 28-30, and Titus 2, verse 11, He is, as a matter of fact, the Savior only of the obedient, Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. You cannot be saved if you are disobedient to the will of God. So, thus far, we have learned these great lessons. Every soul is worth more than the world. God is especially concerned for those who are concerned for themselves. And one may be lost even though he is religious, sincerely and religiously so. Now, here's a fourth lesson that we may learn, and that is what one should preach in order to be pleasing to Jesus Christ. Now, the record tells us that as they went on their way, Philip, the preacher, preached unto him Jesus. You know, I often have people to say to me, "Why do you not just preach Jesus and leave baptism alone?" But notice, and we'll have a little more to say about this later on, as the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 8, verse 35, "And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, Behold, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" You see, Philip had preached nothing but Jesus. And yet, in preaching Jesus, he had made clear to this man that he needed to be baptized and that he needed to be baptized in water. But our time is gone for today, and we'll have more to say about that later. I hope that you'll be with us next time as we continue along the line of what should be preached. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, heard throughout this nation and in many other nations as well.